Many students compete on an athletic front, running track, playing basketball, soccer, football, competitive dance, even swimming. But participating in sports is not the only arena for students to compete. Earlier this month, students on Fayetteville's Woodland Junior High School's Quiz Bowl team beat several area schools to win a spot in the Arkansas Governor's Quiz Bowl Association State Championship this Saturday. I spoke with the 10-member team to learn a bit about the sport and how they prepare for such a tournament. Eighth grader Kyle Mayer's area of expertise is current events. This is Kyle's first year for Quiz Bowl.
I had noticed through my academic career that I had accumulated more knowledge and I guess was more knowledgeable about certain topics than some of my peers. And I had known that Quiz Bowl had been an outlet for those. I just don't know if I was comfortable enough with myself and what that I knew to go and compete with that. But I think this year's really been a confidence booster for me with Quiz Bowl.
Winning can definitely be a confidence booster. Excelling in academics is common among this group of kids. Quiz Bowl is a competition much like Jeopardy, with a lot of knowledge questions in a variety of subjects. But this is a team Jeopardy, with five members per one of two teams competing, able to buzz in and answer the questions. One of two coaches, Lindsay Asbury, says the subject matter is broken up into percentages.
Typically, it's going to be about 20% math questions, 20% history, geography kinds of questions, 20% science, 20% language, and then the other 20% is just random, any kind of knowledge. And so, but when you say 20% science, that could range anything from biology, chemistry, physics, computer science. I mean, so it could range so much within that general topic. So even within I'm going to study science, it's such a broad topic to consider, considering all the things that could entail.
To prepare, the students have an optional study session each Thursday afternoon, followed by practice on Friday. All kids say they also use an Apple app called QuizUp, in which they compete with others all over the world to answer questions. Ninth grader Sophie Harris says that studying for Quiz Bowl is more than just reading a textbook.
Yeah, I guess you can't really study for Quiz Bowl. I mean, you can study, like, certain areas, but it's more like just having a broad range of knowledge and, like, anticipating questions is a big thing we study. Just, like if you hear part of a question, just knowing what it's going to ask or knowing if it's going to, like, spell a certain word and so, yeah, just anticipating the questions.
Practice is also competition. Miss Asbury and her co-coach, Mr. Campbell, keep Quiz Bowl stats to track which students are best at science and other subjects, so the students know who has answered the most questions and in which categories. These stats help determine which five students will go up to the competition table first, though all 10 students will, hopefully, get a chance to play. All did at the regional competition earlier this month. One of two co-captains, ninth grader Ryan Kim, says that competition also served as preparation.
Like, I guess we gain more experience, as in, like, playing more games, like, actual official games together. So we know, like, because this tournament will kind of be similar to the state tournament, so we're kind of now used to, like, the type of questions they're going to ask and the format.
Albert Chu joins him.
A lot of it's about what you're up against, knowing what you're up against. Since we've throughout the year, we've played a lot of the teams that we will be facing up in Little Rock. We know what we're up against, so we know if we're supposed to go at it really fast, try to get the questions from them because they might be really fast. Like, for example, Conway, they are extremely fast to the buzzer, so we have to get our speed on there.
Conway, they say, is their biggest rival, who they have lost to in the past. Though it wouldn't hurt to beat Ramey, Woodland's crosstown rival in Fayetteville. Other co-captain Jacob Partridge says playing another team multiple times has its advantages. And though they are rivals, the kids manage to keep it civil.
We've become sort of familiar with the different players' strengths, like, on the opposite team. But it's pretty friendly, like, when the competition isn't going on, like, between teams. Like, you have friends from the other school and everything. But it can get sort of intense mid-game.
When a question is asked during competition, each student on either team has an equal chance of answering that question. But the one who hits his or her buzzer first gets the first chance to answer correctly. And speed counts. Here's Sophie Harris.
Well, math computations, like math problems where you work out a problem, I think they give you 20 seconds. And then other questions, 10 seconds, 5 seconds,
five
yes.
Five seconds.
Yeah, you just have to be quick, and if you know the answer, buzz.
Math, evidently, is a strong suit for this team, with members rarely needing the full 20 seconds to get a question right. Eighth grader Ibby Arkton says the time constraints really get the adrenaline flowing.
Honestly, it just kind of feels like all your senses are supercharged, and often a lot of people seem to do better in competitions than they do in practice. I don't know what it is. I'm like that, and I know a few other people who are like that, but competition just seems to bring out the best in us.
Co-captain Ryan Kemp says keeping that adrenaline at bay is one of his duties as captain.
It's like a lot of leadership. Like, you have to calm the team down during, like, certain rounds where we have to collaborate and not, like, freak out that we might be down by, like, 30 points and we need to come back and that we need to keep our confidence. And you just have to be, like, a team player and try to combine our, like, interests and our areas of expertise and, like, do well in all aspects.
To keep spirits up and momentum flowing, all members wear a team t-shirt to competitions. They bear the atomic signs for sulfur, tungsten, and silver, which spell out swag. They also have a lucky charm of sorts. An old boot found in a parking lot has been dubbed the swag boot. The swag boot will be making the trek to Little Rock on Saturday. The team's day will begin by rising at 4 a.m., meeting at Woodland at 5, and driving to the Arkansas Governor's Quiz Bowl Junior High State Tournament. On the drive, they will be asking each other questions, playing quiz up, or listen to some motivational music. Co-captain Jacob Partridge explains their expected day. As a ninth grader, he knows, because Woodland won this tournament last year.
They'll use our scores and our win-loss record in our morning games to put us into a bracket and get, you know, appropriate seedings done for the afternoon competition. And so normally we'll go out to lunch while, you know, the tournament officials create the bracket. And then when we come back, they'll have us seated and the bracket all ready and made out. And we'll immediately go into the tournament and begin playing. And from then on, it's single elimination, you know. Like, you lose, you can still do sort of well, but championship, you need to go undefeated in the afternoon.
10 points are given for each correct answer. I asked the students to provide me with some example questions, to which some obliged.
You know, what's the capital of Mali? You know, go Timbuktu on that one, to, like, names of planets, different moons is something that I've been trying to harness in the Thursday study sessions, and so that's been helpful in competition.
Yeah, the one I have off the top of my head is like a science question. It's like, what kind of combustion releases heat? And it'd be like, what was it, enthalpy? It's like something I learned in chemistry. It's like really random stuff. So,
well, you could go like, which element is number 30 on the periodic table or something.
I remember last game we missed a question that I was sitting out on that I'm pretty confident I would have gotten, not to gloat or anything, but it was, which Cleveland man in 2013 abducted Michelle Knight and held her captive? I don't know how many years it was, but once I heard Cleveland man and Michelle Knight, I was ready to say Ariel Castro, but unfortunately I was not in on that round.
Many questions surround current events, so of course I asked where they get their news. The answers varied from Diane Sawyer, CBS News, to CNN. But I did get the answer I was looking for, sort of. At least one echoed my junior high self.
Yeah, my mom's pretty big on listening to the radio when we're driving places. I don't really appreciate it as much as she does, but...
Yeah, my mom has NPR news on in the morning.
NPR app.
Yeah, I listen to NPR in the morning.
Sophie Harris, Albert Chu, Jacob Honeycutt, Jacob Partridge, Stephen Dew, Ryan Kim, Kyle Maurer, David Vega, Aubin Payne, and Ibby Arkton, along with Coach Lindsay Asbury, make up the Woodland Junior High Quiz Bowl team. They hope to bring home the state championship trophy from Little Rock on Saturday. And if funds are raised, the team hopes to travel to a national tournament in Chicago in June.